T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We give stuff away every day at 7 and 8 o'clock just for listening. This hour's prize, a Flying Horse Tap Room gift pack. Very simple to win, right, Ryan?
You know we like to keep it easy on everyone this time in the morning. Not even really light outside.
The entire show, we like to keep it easy on everybody.
We do.
Yeah, not just this time of the morning.
We do. The next time you hear this drop.
You ain't lying.
Be caller number
21.
Caller 21 the next time you hear that drop. We'll give with a Flying Horse gift pack. Caller 21 to 913-576-7610 the next time you hear that drop. I'm going to give you some beer, a pizza, and a T-shirt, courtesy of our friends over at the Flying Horse.
21, is that Landon Collins' number? Is that
what, I know, just number that came
is
to mind.
Is that right, Bob? You're still pining for Landon Collins?
Probably.
So, okay.
Did you know that honey badgers use a stinky odor produced by their anal gland to chase away predators?
Sounds like a human.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It sounds like a way guys chase away their wives. I mean, I don't know what you're trying to say here, Ryan.
Throwing that
their
out
secret
there.
Weapon is the fart.
That fell flat, didn't it?
Teeth, claws, and stinky odor produced by the anal gland.
So yeah. They're a man. Yes, yeah. The honey badger is a gentleman. This segment is brought to you by Kriegel Mesh Diamonds, where you can get twice the size ring for half the price of all of the other big box stores, and every ring is custom made only at Kriegel Mesh. And if Honey Badger's looking for a new ring, the guys at Kriegel Mesh will hook him up.
Honey badgers have teeth that are so sharp they could break into a turtle shell.
It's useful in the secondary.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It's true.
He's been called the honey badger since he was like 7 years old, and I was reading an article about him yesterday about that nickname, and he's like, it just kind of stuck. I mean, I don't really know why, one of those type of deals. And so here we are at 26 years old, going on 27 in April. It's like a 20-year nickname for this cat right now.
Good nicknames do stick.
Yeah, honey badger's a good nickname.
There you go. They also prefer September and October for mating.
Oh, well, September and October, big time of year for the NFL, too.
Better get in his playbook.
He better get in his playbook, yeah. You think he's in it yet?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Honey badger?
Yeah.
Oh, I probably can't.
I'm sure that playbook was faxed to him yesterday.
Can they fax them a playbook until Wednesday?
Well,
I have no idea.
Actually, I think what they do now, they just send you a link. Open your email, and there's a link to the playbook. It's called Spags.
Looks like spam.
Yeah. You can make sure it's not in your spam folder. Make sure you put Chiefs.com in your non-spam filter, Honey Badger.
Saw a lot of this going on yesterday. Are the Chiefs better or are they worse?
Honey Badger don't care.
And my first thought was, it's March 12th, man. I'm not. It was March 11th yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Not freaking out about where they are. The question is, where will you be by the time, like, OTAs, maybe? And maybe not even then. Like, by the time camp starts, I'm really worried about then, as opposed to what they look like now.
So you weren't at home grading the offseason moves?
No. Or they better not be done. Well, they're not done. It's March 11th.
Oh, the panic that was going on yesterday before the Honey Badger move was announced at about 6 o'clock was just awesome. I mean, like, people were losing their minds on the Chiefs yesterday. They're the Chiefs. They're never going to spend. Same old, same old. And then Honey Badger signs, and the same people who are ripping the organization like, woohoo, it's a great day, it's glory. Like, stuff doesn't happen immediately. Just because other teams are out doing things in free agency doesn't mean your team is sitting around scratching themselves going, well, oh, my God, we better get on it. You know, like, they had obviously something in the works yesterday. And that's the downfall, I believe, of social media, is that people can react to things that they don't really need to be reacting to or shouldn't be reacting to because it's not done yet. It's not complete. It's not a finished product. I mean, it'd be like somebody walked in on day two of Michelangelo painting the Sistine Chapel and went, this sucks, man. You better get your ass in gear and get better. Like, you've got to let things kind of take
paint
shape.
Better.
Yeah. You got to let things kind of develop a little bit yesterday and in the next couple of days, and then you start to focus on the draft. Like, there's a lot going on.
That was a highbrow analogy.
With this Chiefs organization right now. So, yeah, well, it is. I mean, like, Brett Veach is creating a masterpiece. Whether you believe so or not, that's his team. He believes it's going to be a masterpiece.
I
it takes time.
I figured it was paint by numbers, but whatever.
Yeah, well, Andy gives him the paint by numbers. Is that what you're saying here? Brett, color this blue, color this red, go get this guy. Sure. Like, that kind of stuff.
I wouldn't consider it art, but go ahead.
I mean, there is a piece of me, though, that understands that mentality and that thinking from some fans, like, the sky is falling, we're not going to do this again. Because there have been years where the Chiefs walked into free agency or just walked into the offseason with glaring holes, and they did nothing to address it. Now, you're right. You were, what, 12 hours into the day?
Yeah, maybe.
And people were already in freak-out mode? Like, yeah. You saw, like, people arriving to the party, and you were nervous that you weren't going to make it there.
Yeah.
Because we've seen that before, where there was a glaring hole that the Chiefs needed to address, and they didn't do it.
Which free agent signing that the Chiefs have made over the years has led to a Super Bowl?
I don't know who they signed.
Did they sign anybody at 68?
Yeah, I don't know who
there was no free agency
class was, so I can't tell you.
There was no free agency until 92.
It was just indentured servitude.
You know,
at that point.
I'm looking at the free agents that have been signed. Not one was signed by the New England Patriots yesterday. They let in two consecutive years their starting left tackles walk. You know, Nate Solder went to the Giants last year, and somebody by the name of Trenton Brown left them yesterday and signed with the Oakland Raiders.
I'm not going to let you paint me into a corner with that one. So, you can also say what draft picks have they had in the last 30 years that led them to a Super Bowl.
But you kind of didn't let me finish here. What I'm going at is New England really doesn't get heavily involved in the free agent market, and they've won six Super Bowls in the last 20 years. To me, it's not about what you do in free agency. It's about how you draft and build depth and coach up and do all that kind of stuff. I still believe, even though I like the signing of Honey Badger, even though I think it's a nice signing and helps fill a big need for the Chiefs, that's window dressing. That's gravy on your mashed potatoes. Like, that's the topping. That's not how you build a team. That's how you supplement your team. And if you're relying on free agency to take you to the next level, you're doing it wrong in the National Football League. Just look at the teams that are consistent winners. Well, the one team that's a consistent winner, the New England Patriots. They never go out and break the bank in free agency. They let guys who are going to break the bank in free agency go to another team, and they don't get caught up in bidding wars because they believe in their system and they believe what they have there. And I think the Chiefs are kind of on that track, Josh. I think Tyrann Mathieu is a nice supplemental player that you need at this point in time. But to go out there and say, we're going to win a Super Bowl because of all the free agent additions that we made is totally false and a false way of looking at things in the National Football League.
I'm more concerned about how they handle the draft.
Absolutely.
Whether or not those pan out and what are you doing to adds on defense via the draft.
All right.
So I wasn't expecting them to make a huge spot. I figured they were going to get a safety. It seemed like heading into free agency, safety was going to be because there was like four available, all of whom were pretty accomplished. Figured the Chiefs would land on one of them.
Right.
After Landon Collins hit yesterday, I wasn't so sure.
Sure. After I saw that deal, I'm like, 6 for $84?
6 for $84. Dude. I'm like, hey, if you're out of the market, I'm cool with that.
Right.
I'm really cool if you're out of the market. Just go, we'll just handle this in the draft and move on. Well, they come up with a deal for Tyrann Mathieu, which I like. Mm-hmm. 3 years, I like. I like the 3 years more than anything. You had to overpay him a little bit because the market went up thanks to
But Landon. You didn't have to over-year him.
You didn't have to over-year, yeah. If he said, well, yeah, I three, but I saw Landon Collins got six. Now I want six.
Yeah, well, I'm out.
I'd be like, I'll do that. Got us the three. I'm cool with three. Mm-hmm. You overpay him for a couple of years, that's fine.
Here, we'll give you six, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, handshake agreement, you know, type of thing, which, you know, you're not going to fall for, but that's I mean, 3 years is a nice contract. And at 27 years old, anything more than 3 years, he's too old to play in the NFL.
Does that settle everything they need to do on defense? No, but it's also the middle of March.
Right.
I'm not expecting them to solve everything in free agency. I think they will pick up some unknown free agents that you've never heard of. People got excited yesterday, too, because it's a name you heard of.
Right,
okay?
Exactly.
Okay, it's a name you heard of. We all know who the Honey Badger is. Okay, great. It makes us excited. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what you do. And
you
should.
You get that one there, and then now you're plugging in with a bunch of guys you never heard of, and I expect the defense to be better this upcoming season It's just not there yet.
I think the defense is better today than it was on Saturday when Justin Houston was still part of this team. A guy like Justin Houston, when you look at the history of Steve Spagnuolo-led defenses, guys like that don't fit into the system.
They fill the more immediate need with this.
Yeah, the safety position is very key to making this defense work. Go back and look at what they did in Philadelphia and what they did with the Giants. Both of those teams, when they were going to Super Bowls in Philadelphia and with the New York Giants, both of those defenses had really good safeties that made plays. And so the Honey Badger comes in, Tyrann Mathieu comes in and can be a guy that can make plays, that can fill that void that the Chiefs had at that safety position a year ago. And if Eric Berry's healthy and can play, I mean, that's a nice tandem that you have back there right now at the back end of your defense to give you that, quote, safety and not allow the opposition to score as much as they did last year. So I think this defense is much better off with Tyrann Mathieu playing safety than with Justin Houston playing the outside linebacker spot, a position that really doesn't exist in a Steve Spagnuolo defense.
Got a text here from Debbie Downer out of the 816 Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line. We signed a safety. Woohoo. Our defense will still be in the bottom five and will still come up short.
God, maybe.
Why? Well, why have that attitude? Why not say, hey, we got better. We got better as
got
a
better
team.
You got better and it's not over.
Yeah.
I mean, they've look what they've done just since the season was over.
A lot.
A lot. And you think they're done now? No, they can't be.
Well, you know what? We got Tyrann Mathieu.
They can't be.
I'm going on vacation.
They got plenty of work to do.
See you in September.
But I'm willing to see where it ends up by the time training camp starts.
Yeah, and again,
They're going to be a different defense by the time training camp starts. The draft will have a massive impact on what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
It seems they've turned the keys over to Spagnuolo. Do whatever you want. Get whoever you want. Part with whoever you want. We've already seen the changes on the coaching staff. We've seen some massive changes with Justin Houston. We'll see if Dee Ford is moved or not. But if he's still around, okay, how do they use him?
Mm-hmm.
We haven't even addressed what he thinks of the middle linebackers who were our my least favorite position last year. I'm willing to see how this defense takes shape, and I'm not expecting it to be done today.
Yeah,
it's not over.
The guys who are going to get you sacks are defensive ends, defensive tackles, nose tackle type positions in this defense. Maybe not nose tackle. That's a bad term to use because it's four down linemen. You don't really have a nose tackle. Geek moment. But those are where the sacks are going to come from. They're not going to come from a guy like Dee Ford or Justin Houston. And you're going to get big playability from your safeties and your middle linebacker. So think of it as baseball almost with the Steve Spagnuolo defense. Be strong up the middle, man. Be strong on the interior defensive line. Be strong at that middle linebacker spot. Be strong in the safety. Catcher, shortstop, second base, center field. You're strong up the middle in baseball. You got a great chance to win. You're strong up the middle on defense. And you got a really nice opportunity to put some things together and win some games. This segment brought to you by Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. You can check them out at KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
Vince in Lake Wacomas is the winner of the Flying Horse Tap Room gift pack. That's our 7 o'clock hour prize. Stuff to give away at 8 o'clock. And your chance to register to race in the Raytona 500 coming up in just a couple of minutes. And while funny money was a thing Monday, we'll explain next.
Fesco in the morning.
Chance to get registered for the Raytona 500. If you haven't heard about it yet, you need to. You need to be a part of it. Extreme Grand Prix in Raytown, Friday, March 22nd. We'll be broadcasting live our entire show, 6 until 10. We'll be racing during that show as well. And the only way you can race is to get registered by listening 7:15, 8:15, and 9:15 each and every day on our show. Grand prize includes a night stay at the Westin and dinner and a fantastic trophy. You can check that out as well, 610sports.com. Runner-up prizes include tickets to Heartland Park, escape room packages, and more. You'll want to join us at Extreme Grand Prix in Raytown on the 22nd. The only way you can register to race is on the air. You can join us as well. They're going to have $6.10 race passes for sale.
That's a great deal.
During our show. You show up. Even if you're not racing, you can get a deal on the next time you come to Extreme Grand Prix in Raytown. Hope to see you there a week from Friday. But we make it easy to win, right, Ryan?
Yeah, sure, kind of. 7:15, 8:15, 9:15 each weekday leading up to the race. All you have to do is listen. Be listening for this sounder.
Let's race.
And when you hear that, race to the phone and be caller number 6 to 913-576-7610. When you hear that sounder again,
Be caller number 6, and I will get you registered to race in the Raytona 500.
I'm looking forward to it because Hall of Fame drag racer Ray Motes will be there racing against everybody in the race. So he thinks he's going to win this thing. I think otherwise. I think one of our listeners will be able to beat the only Kansan in the Drag Racing Hall of Fame, Ray Motes, on March 22nd.
This from Spot Track. This was yesterday evening, as the, that's not even including today, and overnight, right? 7+ hours into the first tampering day of the 2019 league year.
I love that term.
And we've already seen a market reset with the highest average paid contracts at offensive tackle, center, inside linebacker, nickel, corner, and safety positions.
So offensive tackle would be Trenton Brown getting $66 million from Oakland, 36 guaranteed and a quarter guaranteed. Mitch Morris would be the highest paid center going to Buffalo, $44 million in contract and $26.5 million guaranteed. Who is the next position?
Inside linebacker.
Inside linebacker is C.J. Mosley, 5 years with the Jets at $85 million for $51 million guaranteed.
Nickel corner?
Nickel corner would have to be Robert Alford of the now Arizona Cardinals, 3 years, $22.5 million, $13.5 million guaranteed.
And safety.
And that would obviously be Landon Collins at $84 million in his contract and $44.5 million guaranteed.
So wow. Big day, big spending frenzy in the NFL yesterday. You mentioned the guaranteed money. Mitch Morris, man, $26.5 million
guaranteed. Bryce Harper's looking at that and going, I made more than that myself.
Yeah. You add all these up, you maybe got $300 million guaranteed yesterday.
Yeah,
maybe. And you certainly didn't get $330 plus $300.
Right.
Plus, what was it?
Near 280? 280? Wasn't he 280 guaranteed, I thought?
Something like that. Crazy. Crazy. But the NFL did well for itself yesterday. The players did anyway. Mitch Morris, $44.5 million,
mm-hmm.
$26.5 guaranteed. He's making $19.5 in year one.
That's incredible.
And then he's up to over $28 million in year two.
Yeah.
For Mitch Morris,
yeah.
Good dude.
Yeah.
Good center. Good for you.
Not healthy, though. Like
go do that, but yeah. My goodness.
Yeah, the Chiefs, I was told, informed him on Friday that he would no longer be part of their plans moving forward. And Mitch Morris went, okay, I'm good with that, because the Chiefs weren't going to kind of pay that kind of money that Mitch Morris was able to get in free agency. Now he had to go to Buffalo. So there is a caveat to that. It's not like he got to go somewhere great. He's going to Buffalo where people, you know, jump on top of flaming tables and whatnot out in the parking lot. So, but he took his money and ran, man. And that's what you have to do in the NFL. And when you hear about, you know, why guys don't care about winning as much as we care about winning for
that's
our
right.
team, Mitch Morris is prime example of that. He took a big-time payday, which he should have, to go to the Buffalo Bills as opposed to staying around for some sort of, you know, hometown discount. So I won't fault these guys for taking their money and run and cashing in when the opportunity is there. And look, I don't think the Chiefs miss a beat with Mitch Morris being gone, that Austin Ryder filled in. And quite honestly, Josh, I didn't notice the difference.
2 years, $4.5 million.
Yeah.
Versus $44.5 million.
Right. Yeah. 10% of the salary. Yeah. I mean, and look, the Chiefs, I think, have really done a nice job on that offensive line. I think your bookend tackles, your left tackle, your right tackle are important to have really good players, and you can invest some money there as the Chiefs have done. Obviously, with Eric Fisher on the left side and Mitch Morris on the right side, and you can check out my conversation with him on the latest Red Door Grill KC Bobcast at 610sports.com. We go through a lot of things with Mitch Morris and just get kind of down to the individual and who he is as a dude. So check that out at 610sports.com in the podcast section. But you invest money in Mitchell Schwartz, I should say, not Mitch Morris, Mitchell Schwartz and
Eric Fisher.
And then I think the interior in Andy Reid's offense, kind of interchangeable parts, if you ask me. I mean, we like the Canadian doctor because he's Canadian and a doctor, but when he was out of the lineup, how much difference did you notice? The one thing that the Chiefs have really done a remarkable job of, and I don't think Andy Heck gets enough credit or enough pay, quite honestly, is working with those three guys on the interior and how it's constantly changing because of injuries. But you don't see a drop-off. I thought Austin Ryder was good. Whoever played for the Canadian doctor was good. Obviously, Cam Irving was a nice pickup for the Chiefs at left guard that, you know, the Cleveland Browns had given up on. So they've kind of interchanged those parts in the interior of that offensive line, and they don't really miss a beat. And that's a tribute to Andy Reid's offense and a tribute to Andy Heck, the offensive line coach. So to spend $44.5 million on a center when you can spend $4.5 million for 2 years on a center, that's kind of the route you're going to
Which
take.
Which is the same way they moved on from it before. Remember?
Yeah.
Everybody's like, Rodney Hudson's good. Yeah, he was a good center. He went and signed a big deal with the Raiders. Okay, great.
Great.
So what'd you do? You got a guy in the third round,
mm-hmm.
in Mitch Morse,
yeah.
in the draft. You plugged him in, got a few years out of him. He goes and gets paid somewhere else, move somebody in. Maybe it's somebody in the draft. Maybe it's Austin Ryder, who you signed in the midst of last season for, again, 2 years, $4.5 million.
Well, and he's already got the experience, the playing time with that offense. I mean, he's fine. Let's go. I'm ready to roll.
Two of the newest deals in, Jets signed Baltimore linebacker C.J. Mosley, 5 years, $85 million, 51 guaranteed. And Cleveland, a three-year deal with former Vikings defensive tackle, former Missouri Tiger Sheldon Richardson.
That guy's still around?
On a three-year deal. He apparently is going to Cleveland. Their defensive line looks kind of nasty.
Mm-hmm.
So, Cleveland continues to do work. Those are the two latest, I guess,
NFL
deals.
Are you more scared of Cleveland now than Pittsburgh?
Not yet, no.
Not quite yet?
Not quite yet.
Getting there. What about Indianapolis or Pittsburgh?
Well, I never want to see Indy, but...
Right. Yeah.
that's not based on what they've done. It's just history, but... Mm-hmm.
But they've done a lot of good things.
They're
going to be good this year.
Yeah.
They're going to win that division.
Frank in Spring Hill, he's registered to race in the Raytona 500. Your next chance to win a spot in the race coming up at 8:15. We got him. How does he fit? Next.
Fesco in the morning.
Join us coming up on Thursday, 4 to 6. We're going to be out for a happy hour at Big Whiskey's, 135th Street in Overland Park, just west of Antioch, out at Big Whiskey's. Fantastic happy hour. We'll just be out there hanging out. Come hang out with us. Not doing a show or anything. We're just going to hang out.
Yeah, we'll be the three oddballs bellied up to the bar, so look for us. Ryan will have a backwards hat on and
a t-shirt. Yes, true.
So look for the guy with the backwards hat and the t-shirt. And the beard.
Full disclosure, I am yet to try the wings at Big Whiskey's. I cannot wait to try them. I saw a picture of them the other day. They look terrific.
So we hope you join us. 4 o'clock, 4 to 6, Big Whiskey's in Overland Park, 135th Street. On your way home, check out Happy Hour. 20 beers on tap, 150 whiskeys.
20 beers, 150 plus whiskeys.
That's a lot.
And then $5 appetizers. From 3 to 6. We'll be there from 4 to 6.
Yeah.
But, hey, if you want to show up a little bit early, have yourself a little...
I'm sure Ryan will be there early,
we'll come
too.
Dip a chip in your spin dip or whatever.
Yeah, if one of us walk up and start, like, sampling your appetizer,
that's
you can
us.
Stab us
that's,
with the fork.
That's just us. That's fine.
That's a jerk move.
What, sampling an appetizer or stabbing somebody with the fork?
Oh, I mean, am I asking before I sample the appetizer?
No, you're just going up and taking.
No, that is a jerk move.
Is it a jerk move, though, to walk up to somebody's table and go, can I sample your appetizer?
I mean... At least you're being courteous enough to ask.
That's kind of a ballsy move.
Like, there's been times.
Can I try your chicken wing?
I wasn't going to order this for myself, but can I have a little bit of yours?
Yeah, I'm going to try this dip before I actually go full into it.
Yeah.
This sounds weird, but like, so I went to Taco Bell about a month or so ago, right?
And you sampled somebody's beans?
And they had like some box meal, right? And so I got the box meal. It was like $5. You got way too much food.
Mm-hmm.
I had an extra taco at the end, and I didn't want it. And I started looking around the restaurant thinking to myself.
Oh, you were dining in?
Yes, of course. And so.
Solo or were you with somebody?
Yeah, I'm solo.
Okay, so you're lunchtime. Solo dining in at Taco Bell.
That's right.
Who dines in at Taco Bell?
I do, and old people and people with kids. And so I start looking around the restaurant thinking to myself, if I offered this taco to somebody, would anyone take it?
I'm sure they would. Did you offer it to somebody?
I couldn't bring myself to do it. I felt like a weirdo.
Hey, you might want a taco. I'm on my way out.
Like, you know, I'm not going to eat this taco. It's unmolested. Would you like it?
The only fast food place that I really ever see crowded on the inside is when you visit an In-N-Out burger. Like, every In-N-Out burger is packed. No matter where you are, there's a drive-through line, there's a line inside, it is filled with people. Like, it's the only place I know that is just, like, packed to the gills for a cheeseburger that is filled with out-of-towners. And so, you know, at the In-N-Out Burger that we visited in California about a month ago, the guy that clearly had dabbled in the weed.
We looking for marijuana.
Who was sitting there by himself just laughing hysterical and then doing laps around the building. He'd have taken you up on that taco.
I don't know if that was only weed.
He'd have
something else.
He'd have taken you up on that taco.
69306, would you have eaten my taco?
Yeah, I think a lot. You're a friendly face. You're a nice, jolly fellow. Was it still wrapped?
I mean, yeah, but it was. I could have done anything to that taco.
Yeah, I don't know. Thanks that one. Yeah,
you would have no thanks.
But I guarantee you, this.
I don't think I would have.
This gentleman who was laughing uncontrollably at nothing would have enjoyed your taco. Sir, would you like this extra taco that I have?
Yeah. Would I?
Yeah. You have any sour cream?
I think it was Supreme. It was a Supreme taco, too. I knocked it up a notch.
There you go.
Chiefs got their guy yesterday, Tyrann Mathieu, who after the dust settled, all the expert types said this was the guy the Chiefs were targeting all along.
Mm-hmm.
I never know where.
No matter who you sign, it's the guy you were targeting
all
along.
You always get the coach you had targeted all along.
Oh, he was our first choice.
Yeah, he's our first choice.
But
football
you had
coach,
six other interviews.
Basketball coaches, whatever. We this was the guy we had set out to get all along. Mm-hmm. Really? Was it? Okay, whatever.
We went out to find the best. We got Charlie Weiss.
And then Tyrann Mathieu had a tweet late January, which fired up Chiefs fans. Getting money is cool, but I want a ring. And, of course, that went.
So why didn't he sign with New England?
I think that went berserk yesterday.
Like, New England's the only spot you could legitimately sign and say, I'm playing for a ring, right? Because they win them all the time.
Getting money is cool, but I want. No. Those are two separate things.
Right. Getting
Once
money
I
is cool.
Once I get the money, it's awesome. And I can get a ring, too.
Yeah.
That's a bonus.
Chiefs give me a chance to get a ring, sure, but I want that money.
Yeah, you got the money.
You going to do $42 million?
So he made the fans happy, although this was in January, so he was making every fan base happy at that point in time, but it recirculated yesterday. So Tyrann Mathieu, fan favorite suddenly. 3 years, $42 million deal. Mm-hmm. Ian Rappaport, this was it. This was their top target in free agency.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Great.
Sure. Cool. They got their top target, and they didn't overspend.
Well,
man, I might have overspent a little bit, but they didn't go 6 years, $84 million like it would have taken to get Landon Collins done in Washington. So stay away from 6 year deals. I'm all about.
I was going to get nervous that they were going to sign somebody to a long term deal that I didn't like Earl Thomas. I could just see signing like a 4 year deal at 31 years old and coming off a broken leg. That would have put him like 35. I'm like, that would have been a bad deal. This is a nice deal. And you know how I am about free agency. I don't like free agent signings. I don't think you build the team via free agency. But this is one of those free agents that I can look at and go, okay, I'm good with this. He's 27 years old. The contract will be over before he's 30. He'll play his 27th year, his 28th year, and his 29th year as a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. And so by the time he reaches the end of his 29th year, boom, that contract is over. They can get out of it. They can move on. He can move on. You're not stuck in a long-term contract with an aging veteran player. So I like this contract from that standpoint. The only reservation that I have with this contract is not necessarily with the contract, with this player, he has a hard time staying healthy. 2013 IR, 2014 PUP, 2015 IR, 2016 PUP, 2016 then ultimately on the IR. The only time that he's played a full season in the NFL have been the last 2 years, which is good. The last 2 years he's been healthy, he's been a really nice football player, and I think he can be a difference maker for the Kansas City Chiefs. I think he, or Landon Collins, if that matter, that's what the Chiefs were lacking last year. That would have been the difference, I believe, in the Chiefs losing to the New England Patriots and making it into the Super Bowl, to have that stout back end of the defense that can make plays and clean up the mess. They didn't have that last year. Now, hey, they've got it. Tyrann Mathieu can be the mess cleaner-upper that the Kansas City Chiefs are looking at, and they were going to spend that money anyway on Justin Houston, so you get rid of Justin Houston, you're spending that money on a position that I think is of a greater value in a Steve Spagnuolo defense than what Justin Houston brought to the table. So I think the Chiefs got better yesterday.
Shaking the injury tag, though, is big.
Yeah, it's huge.
You know?
Yeah,
and maybe
that's only why he got a three-year deal.
Last 2 years, he stayed healthy? Okay, continue that moving forward, because as you mentioned, the first four, not so much, like not at all.
Yeah.
Like always something. Always a type of injury. Maybe he's pushed through that point. Maybe he's Lorenzo Cain.
Maybe. Because once Lorenzo Cain stayed healthy, how good he was.
Like, oh, man, if he could only stay healthy. And that was the knock. Well, once he did stay mostly healthy.
Right.
He wasn't. Really? Didn't have his, but he was really, really good.
Yeah.
Okay. He got through it. He got through it. Kind of overcame the injury questions all the time. Maybe he's through it too. Two full seasons the last 2 years. Let's go. Give us three.
And you know, as we discussed earlier in the show, the safety position is a very valuable position in the Steve Spagnuolo defense. When the Eagles went to the Super Bowl under Steve Spagnuolo's defense and Jim Johnson, where it started from, they had two Pro Bowl safeties that year. When the Giants won the Super Bowl, Jabril Wilson was a safety that nobody ever heard of, but had a career year for the Giants that year. Four interceptions. That's a big deal from a safety spot. So the safeties are playmakers in this defense. When you look back at those Philadelphia Eagle teams and those Giant teams under Spagnuolo, they don't have guys like Dee Ford and Justin Houston on those teams. Those guys don't really exist in this type of defense that we're going to see. The safety position is a big, big, big-time player, and you went out and signed a big-time player yesterday.
We talked to Trez Paylor of Yahoo Sports yesterday here on Fesco in the Morning, and the question of Dee Ford had come up. Not hearing anything in the midst of the massive free agency right now about a trade for Dee Ford, but stuff was percolating for a little while. You heard maybe the Packers might be interested. Maybe the 49ers might be interested. Paylor on the possibility of a Dee Ford trade.
Dee Ford getting traded, you know, I think it could happen. I would also see him coming back at the value if they don't get kind of what they're looking for, right? Because I do think he could fit into this defense as a rush in. And, you know, his run defense could be an issue in Spagnuolo's system, but, you know, I do think that he could help this team and be a good player in the system, which is why they're not just going to give him away. Like you saw the Steelers give away Antonio Brown, like a third and a fifth, my word. If I'm the Chiefs, I say, okay, Dee Ford. You want Dee Ford, you're a 3-4 team. This guy's one of the best edge rushers in football. What can you do? I'd probably be looking for at least a second, right? I think a second in like a lower round pick that was conditional would be enough to do it for me. I don't think a team will necessarily be looking to give up a first, mainly because there's an injury history there, and the Chiefs doctors probably know better than theirs. And I think teams will wonder why the Chiefs aren't trying to pay the guy. So, yeah, I think, you know, a second-round pick and maybe a conditional lower-round pick, something like that, will probably be enough to get it done.
And Paylor seems to be a little more optimistic than others were yesterday that the pick might not be a two and something,
right?
Maybe like a two at best.
Yep.
And I think I'd be just in the camp of, let's see if you can make him work for a year under this defense, and you're still in the same boat you were before, which was – you know, you're paying him for one season. See if he can produce. He's got another contract year ahead. Maybe you get something great out of him.
And maybe you convert him to a guy who can, you know, play with his hand in his dirt like he did down at Auburn. But, you know, I was always, all right, we got to get a first-round pick because I think he's a first-round talent. But as time has gone on, you start to see what the market is going to bear out, if you will, for a guy like Dee Ford. And if they don't believe that he's a guy that fits into what they really want to do on defense, then get rid of him.
But, you know, you've always said, too, what are you going to give me next year? Right?
Yeah.
Who's going to be better next year, a second-round pick or Dee Ford?
Dee Ford will probably be better. So. But in this system, does he fit? Can he learn quickly to go back to what he was doing in college? And that's playing kind of a Michael Strahan type of defensive end, a Justin Tuck, OCU Manura type of defensive end position for the Kansas City Chiefs. Can he make that adjustment? We saw how long it took him to adjust to what he's doing right now. Maybe he doesn't want to go back too. So
he's just got to be properly coached though. You see that? Remember that story?
That's true.
He wasn't coached well early on.
So we'll see. I think there's opportunity for Dee Ford, but if they really truly just don't believe in him moving forward, then they're probably going to end up trading him. How did the taco poll pan out? Did most people say they would not take the taco?
Full disclosure, I hadn't looked.
Oh. Okay. We'll update that. In progress. If somebody offered you a taco, just like Ryan had an extra taco.
People wanting to know if it's a Dorito Locos taco. That's
it's a taco.
For sure.
It's a taco. Yeah. Man, let's not overthink this.
Yeah,
it's
if you want
a
Doritos Loco one, go to the counter and order one yourself.
Yeah, see if you can trade it in for another 10 cents.
He was throwing up bricks yesterday. Find out who next.
Fesco in the Morning.
He's human. Tell you who in just a second. We're going to be out at Brown's Irish Market coming up on Friday.
Yes, sir. 6 to 10 a.m. We'll be out there hanging out, getting St. Paddy's Day started early as we celebrate Patrick Mahomes. We will be doing it on March 15th at Brown's Irish Market, the oldest Irish-owned business in North America. Did you know that? How about that? Right here in Kansas City. And so we will be out there. Obviously, they're the spot to be for the St. Patrick's Day Parade. They're going to have tents and everything going on from like 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. So that's the spot to be on Sunday
for
the parade.
Tell them about the scones.
Oh, yes. There will be scones at Brown's Irish Market, Irish coffees, Bloody Marys. So come have breakfast, get an early drink on, celebrate St. Patrick's Day. I believe the Big 12 tournament's in town this week, so you're not going to be going to work anyway. So come on down to Brown's and get St. Patrick's Day started with us on Friday morning.
I have a scone for me. The consensus was that they would take the taco.
They would. Tammy from the Westin texted me, and she said she dines in at Taco Bell as well. Why don't you guys set up a date so you're not alone?
I don't have an issue eating alone.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm fine going out with Tammy to Taco Bell. She'd like to have a romantic lunch sometime.
Yeah, at Taco Bell. You guys can exchange sauce packets.
It's good.
Make sure you keep them in your car.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you store them and put them in your car then
afterwards? Why do you think I'm weird? Because I eat alone inside a Taco Bell.
I just take it and go home. Yeah.
That's sad.
I feel sad for you.
So what? It's not sad to just take it and go home and sit in your recliner?
No, it's very comfortable. It's very comfortable. And, you know, I understand you go to Taco Bell and go in and eat. You feel like you're out. You're doing something,
yeah,
right?
I did something today.
Got out of the house. But I'd rather go sit at home and watch some day baseball this time of year.
Shoving nacho fries into your face.
Yeah.
Those rattlesnake fries look fire.
And then you can spill it all over yourself and not anybody to look at, you know. Works for everybody.
He's human.
A win-win.
I don't know if you caught the video yesterday of Patrick Mahomes throwing up bricks and air balls in Dallas yesterday.
He dropped like three of them
from the corner in a row, though, which was really good.
He's really pushing it now at this basketball.
I saw him on the wing. He was terrible.
Is this insubordination?
I felt great about it. Dirk's feeding him basketballs. He's on the wing. Can't hit a three. Airballed one. Left them all short. It was terrible.
You and I clearly didn't see the same video.
And then he threw the football around, which was fine. But I'm like, don't plant your foot.
Why do you hate our Saint?
I'm just saying he's not.
Why are you rooting against God?
He's a little bit human.
Why are you rooting against Jesus? He didn't go out there and drain a whole bunch of shots
like Dude Perfect.
Oh my God.
He was bricking shots like you and I at the gym. It was great.
Shut his mic off.
It was great.
Shut his mic off.
He wasn't playing pickup games.
Shut it off. There you go. Thank you very much. If you're gonna sit here and disparage the greatest thing, turn his mic off. Pot him down. If you're gonna sit here and disparage the greatest thing that we've ever had in this town, I am not allowing you to speak. Pot him down. Pot him down. Pot him down. Pot him down. Nobody wants to hear this guy. Nobody wants to hear this man disparage our Savior. No one wants to hear that today on the 12th of March. No one wants to hear that on any day.
Can I turn it back on now?
Well, we'll see where he goes. If he starts disparaging our Savior, St. Patrick, then you will shut his mic off.
It's just facts. He's missing from the wing.
Pot him down. Terrible shooter.
We gave you a chance.
Pot him down. What are you trying to accomplish over there?
He's human.
No, you bite your tongue. Now, can we welcome you back to the party?
I suppose. You've seen the video. You know.
And be nice.
You know the truth.
I didn't see what you're talking about.
Dirk Nowitzki was playing hoops with Pat and Novich. They weren't going one-on-one. So
yeah, how's Veach feel about this?
There's no injury. They left space. He had a comfortable bubble.
It was a shoot around with an NBA player.
He had a comfortable bubble around him. There was no contact involved.
Playing pickup with Greg from accounting.
Dirk.
Well, Dirk will be Greg from accounting here in about 2 years, okay?
Dirk from accounting. On Pat.
Yeah, that was great. Great to meet him. He's on top of his game. He's still so young. So much room to improve. But he's incredible fun to watch. I mean, with his no-look flips and his long passes, athleticism, his runs. So the sky's the limit for him.
And then when Dirk left, you know what he said?
I'll be back.
Yes, he did. Yes, absolutely.
I think the thing that's the coolest for me is how all of these other world-class athletes know him. You know, we've never had that player. Yeah. We've never had that guy in Kansas City that any of us really recall where other athletes are taking notice and think that it's cool that our guy is showing up to their games, like LeBron, like Dirk, and not just showing up to the games, but knowing who he is and knowing what he's been able to do. I think Patrick Mahomes has done more goodwill for Kansas City and getting attention on Kansas City than any other athlete that we've ever had. The Royals, when they won in 2015, were a collection as a team. The Chiefs are becoming a premier organization and team in the NFL because they've got the quarterback in Patrick Mahomes. He's that player that other athletes can identify with. There weren't other athletes identifying with certain individuals on the Royals. Everybody was just enjoying the way that they played together as a team. Now guys are enjoying watching Patrick Mahomes play and the no-look passes, and they know he's the MVP. Like, people are tuned in to what this guy is doing. And quite honestly, I'm kind of giddy over that because we've never had that before here in town. And it's new and it's great and it's awesome that our guy is kind of the talk of the sports world. And wherever he goes, it's not Pat wants to go see Dirk. It's like, oh, Patrick Mahomes is here. Bring him on into practice. LeBron James is welcoming him in. It's not the other way around. And for so many years, it's always been the other way around.
He's in a different realm already. Cool spot to be in.
It is.
Yeah, he gets to do fun things like go miss threes.
Right.
Pot
him down.
Your chance to win a gift pack from Jack Daniels, that our 8 o'clock hour prize just for listening. And it seems the Pats are nervous about the Chiefs. We'll explain next.
Fesco in the morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.